Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 31 for Tuesday, August 23rd. I'm Jane Rickus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The November contract was up $2.40 at $473 a ton, as Statistics Canada production estimates came in at the low end of analyst expectations. Statistics Canada pegged canola production at 17 million metric tons. Industry estimates were between 15.9 and 20 million metric tons. Overnight advances in the Malaysian palm oil market further underpinned prices. However, weakness in the Chicago Board of Trade soybean market limited advances. U.S. soybean crop ratings pressured the market as 72% of the crop is expected to be in good to excellent condition. Advances in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart also capped gains, as a stronger loonie makes canola less appealing to international buyers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were 1 to 4 cents per bushel lower on Tuesday, with the September contract down 3 at 10.30 to a bushel, pressured by favorable crop conditions. This year's crop ratings are ahead of year-ago levels, when 63% of soybeans were in good to excellent condition. Better crop conditions will lend themselves to a bigger crop, which is bearish. The expectation for continued favorable weather across the U.S. Midwest, which will support soybeans, added to the declines. However, losses in the U.S. dollar capped declines, as did advances in the Malaysian palm oil market. Corn prices were down 4 to 5 cents per bushel in early activity, with the September contract down 5 at 3.28. USDA crop ratings have improved from last week, with 75% of the crop in good to excellent condition. Spillover losses from the crude oil market further pressured prices. For wheat, prices were unchanged to down 5 cents, with the Chicago September contract at 4.10 a bushel. Wheat declined with a bearish supply and demand situation. Canada's wheat production is expected to increase from year-ago levels, with Statistics Canada data pegging this year's production at close to 30 million metric tons, compared with 27.5 million metric tons last year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.